It's a big job keeping track of today's ever-changing pop culture.
Somebody has to do it, though. That's where entertainment reporter Josh Naiva of the Anchorage Daily News comes in. Many think he's got his finger on the pulse of youth culture.
Naiva recently visited ATME Studio and spoke with reporter Amanda Krasinski.
I'm Amanda Krasinski, and I'm here interviewing
Josh Naiva, Anchorage Daily News.
Let's kick off with this question. What was your coolest reporting experience?
I don't know if I have a coolest. I have a lot of really cool experiences, ranging from talking to really famous people like B.B. King down to, or including, just hanging out with really interesting and creative people, anything from local artists, teenagers to adults who have been, you know, performing or writing or making films for years. So I have a lot of cool experiences. I don't know if I have a number one cool experience at this point, though.
So what kind of things do you enjoy reporting on the most then?
I think I enjoy music the most, music reporting, but I'm lucky enough to have a beat with youth and popular culture where I'm always around creative people, and that is fun, regardless whether it's music or anything else.
What is your draw towards these creative people?
Well, they make interesting stories, first of all. They're always doing things a little different than everyone else, and it's fun to kind of be a part of that. Not necessarily a part of it, but to be around the creative process, watching them do what they do what they're good at, and it kind of inspires you as an artist or a creative person as well.
So when you report about young people and the things they're doing, why do you report on young people in particular?
Well, I think, and a lot of people in the newspaper industry think right now, that first of all, getting young readers is very important. They're afraid they're losing readers to the internet and to other media. So first of all, I think my editors want me out there talking to young people, generating news that young people will be interested in reading. Second of all, personally, I think that a lot of the more interesting news that I'm going to come across and the more interesting people I'm going to meet are going to be young people, people who, you know, have fresh ideas and take different approaches to what they do.
So how do you keep up with it all? I mean, how do you keep up with these trends and everything?
It's tough. Sometimes trends and people and music surprises me. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's a national trend that you can follow on MTV or major networks, or you can read about in a magazine. But I've come to find out that by the time it makes it to major media or magazines or television, the trend is probably dying with the young people, and it's kind of the older generation that's catching on. So you kind of have to stay in touch with young people. You have to cultivate your beat, and also, I don't know, search the internet a lot, check message boards, try to keep up with the pulse of what's really going on. It's difficult, though.
How do you think that the trends in Alaska compared to those in the lower 48?
We're different. We're definitely different. I think we start our own trends in a lot of cases, and then there's a popular notion that, you know, trends here, if they reflect the national trends, we're always a little bit behind. And it, in a lot of ways, it's true. But today, we're as connected as anyone else with the internet, with cable television, with 24-hour news. I think teens and youth here are as connected as anyone else, any other kid in any other part of the country.
One thing that I've noticed, I listen to the radio a lot, and like I'll listen to a radio station, then I'll go out of state and I'll listen to a different one, and there's so many songs on the same kind of station that I haven't even heard before. Do you think we're closed off at all?
Well, a little bit, but at the same time, with the internet, you can get on right now and find a great station that broadcasts over the internet that might be coming from a college on the East Coast or some independent radio in California, and stay up with it that way. You just have to put in a little more effort than the kids outside probably have to.
Because you're a little older, it's easier for you to report on youth, or does it make it harder?
It's probably easier for me to be a reporter because I know what questions to ask. I know when to lay off and when to just kind of sit back and observe and when to kind of pop in with questions. But at the same time, I'm 32 years old, and I'm not in that generation that I'm reporting about in most cases. So there may be a generation gap there. It's just important for me to stay up on everything that's going on, to be knowledgeable. So when I do get in those circles, I don't look like I'm out of the loop. So I can speak with them in their language, what they're doing, and, you know, and they'll accept me.
What would you say keeps you interested in the youth culture, the pop culture?
Well, it's always changing. It's easy to stay interested. I mean, every time you turn on the television, it's something new, some new trend, or every time you go and check out bands at a showcase, there's going to be a new band that's trying something different, or a band that's trying something old in a different way. And it's fun. It's always full of surprises. It's exciting.
Who do you expect reads your work? Like, who do you write it to?
Wow. I get emails and comments from all kinds of people. I mean, it starts with the people, the subject, the people in their circles, whether it's parents or people that they work with. It starts there. But in general, popular culture and youth culture kind of covers all the bases. So I get comments from people that surprise me, older people, older readers, even older editors at the paper are interested in, you know, what youth are up to and even popular culture and how it relates to Anchorage.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.